Do 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 down do be do down down. Comma comma down do be do down down. Comma comma down do be do down down. Breaking up is hard to do.
Welcome back to the SwampSwami.com audio podcast and today's story, the Houston Rockets garage sale.
Sell, sell, sell.
It's nearly springtime in the Houston area, and that means it's time to start cleaning out your garage and clear out anything that you don't need for the upcoming summer months. And for the Houston Rockets basketball team, this year's garage sale has started early and will continue in the weeks ahead. By March 25th, the NBA's trade deadline, it's possible that most people won't recognize the Houston Rockets team roster from just 1 year ago. With the team mired in a 16-game losing streak and counting, this year's Houston Rockets are perfecting the art of tanking to improve the team's draft position once the season mercifully ends in a few months. Houston has not won an NBA game since February 4th. As of this story, the Rockets have only 11 wins on the season. They're 11-26 and have dropped all the way into the number 3 draft selection spot. Only Minnesota with 8 wins and Detroit with 10 are ahead of Houston as the competition heats up for the worst record in the NBA and the statistically likely number 1 pick in next year's player draft. For a city whose basketball team has not endured a losing season since 2005, this woeful 2021 version of the Houston Rockets has been surprising to fans accustomed to winning. Rockets fans have been famous in preserving the team's clutch city mantra after winning back-to-back NBA championships back in the mid-1990s. So how did the Rockets go from a perennial playoff contender, they were 44-26 last year, to a bottom feeder in just 1 year? Number one, James Harden demanded out. The Rockets acquired the high-scoring Harden, aka the Beard, from Oklahoma City in 2012. The management of the team built the squad around Harden's fast-break mentality. The Rockets became the first prolific three-point shooting team in the NBA. If the team's shooting percentage hovered around 40%, it made sense to take that many long-distance shots. However, in the playoffs, the other teams had time to adjust their defenses to make it harder for the Rockets' best scorer, Harden, to get as many points. So the Rockets made the playoffs every year while Harden was in Houston, but they only advanced to the Western Division Finals twice during the James Harden years. After last season, James Harden demanded to be traded. And a few weeks into this 2021 season, his request for a trade came through as he was shipped to the Brooklyn Nets. More on that later. Number two, the longtime coach was released. Though many of us observers would say that former Rockets head coach Mike D'Antoni was more of a professional babysitter and cheerleader than a true X's and O's coach, the Rockets' mentor and his star player, James Harden, got along swimmingly. The coach rarely tried to discipline either Harden or the other Rockets players, either on or off the court. And at the end of last season, the Rockets cut him, the coach, and his $5 million annual salary loose, and D'Antoni resurfaced as an assistant coach with the Brooklyn Nets. Sound familiar? Number three, Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey resigned. The general manager is in charge of draft picks, free agent signings, and the payroll for the team. Though Morey was quite good at some tasks, he was, in my opinion, a deal junkie who often made roster changes during the season just for the sake of tinkering with the lineup. His draft picks are either now out of the league or have been traded away, by Morey, of course, to other teams where some of them have flourished. Daryl Morey was hired in a similar position in Philadelphia this year, and he's off to a great start. The 76ers are currently atop the Eastern Division of the NBA. Number four, Harden's expensive sidekicks have been jettisoned too. Over the James Harden years in Houston, the Rockets spent a lot of extra money trying to build a team around him. NBA stars such as Dwight Howard, Chris Paul, and Russell Westbrook were brought into Houston and eventually left the Rockets too. James Harden's unwillingness to share the basketball and trust his teammates caused a lot of angst on recent Rockets squads. And number five, the team's ownership has changed. Tillman Fertitta, a Houston-area businessman who owns the Landry restaurant chains, dropped a league-record $2.2 billion to buy the Rockets in 2018. Now, at this point, he probably wished he had not leveraged his wealth on the local basketball team. Fertitta has been downright unlucky in having to deal with the massive pandemic-related losses both last season and into this year's campaign, too. The pandemic also hit Fertitta's restaurant chains in a big way, too. If that wasn't bad enough, some of the Rockets players didn't seem to like that their new chief was a supporter of former President Donald Trump. Though all player checks seem to be cashing just fine, one news source indicated that several Houston Rockets players wanted out due to their political differences with the new boss. With this team's losing streak and a few disgruntled players with unprofessional attitudes, anyone volunteering to leave Houston before the NBA trade deadline of March 25th may have their wish granted soon. The Rockets' rookie head coach, Steven Silas, who's the son of NBA great Paul Silas, believes his current team will start to win again once the team's health woes finally improve. He said, quote, "When we get back and we are healthy, in a position where we'll have enough guys to compete, we're going to be just fine. Once we get healthy, we're going to be good. I believe that." Sorry, coach. The odds on the Easter Bunny being real are higher than the Rockets' current chances of getting into the NBA playoffs this year. They are 0.1%. Statistically speaking, the Houston Rockets are quite literally the team that can't shoot straight. The NBA stats show that Houston, which takes an average of 40 long-distance shots every game, is also the worst percentage three-point shooting team in the league. The Rockets are hitting just 32.6% of their long-distance attempts. By comparison, the Los Angeles Clippers, with a record of 25-14, are converting 42% of their shots from long range. Instead of taking so many three-point shots, it might be time for the Houston Rockets to reconsider their former long-distance strategy, at least until the team acquires some better shooters. Things aren't permanently bleak for the Houston Rockets, though. In return for sending James Harden to the Brooklyn Nets earlier this year, the team gets the Nets' first-round picks in 2022, 2024, and 2026. In addition, there are a series of pick swap options with Brooklyn, which might bring Houston a gem or two also. As mentioned earlier, the NBA trade deadline is coming up soon, on March 25th. In the next week or so, NBA insiders all expect the Houston Rockets to unload a number of their remaining veteran players, especially any with an overpriced contract. Given Tillman Fertitta's inability to sell enough tickets during the pandemic restrictions at Toyota Center in Houston, his wallet may be in desperate need of a little relief. Houston's entire team rebuilding project, management, and team are now moving ahead at warp speed, and if you're a Houston Rockets fan, it's time to exercise a lot of patience. As that classic song goes, I think it's gonna be a long, long time. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time.